The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 16. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on December 13th, 2009, in Pune, India.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 2. Divinity and Divine Service, text number 16. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shru Shru Sho Shraddhanashya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Siyan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanat Shushrusho Shraddhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Yan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanat.
I'll read the whole thing, then you can read the whole thing. The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called Deva or godly living beings, and there are men called Asuras or demons, who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, a vivid description of the Asuras is given, in which it is said that the Asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance, life after life, and so sink to the lower animal forms and have no information of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. These Asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries according to the Supreme Will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord, and when they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness, they are known as the powerful incarnations of the Lord, as sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the Asuras. And the demoniac followers of such asuras also accept pretenders as God or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed in the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, according to the indication of the revealed scriptures, but he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God, although undoubtedly he was God himself. The Lord behaved so to warn us against unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord and are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 18:69, that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering into the kingdom of God.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Sajaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha
So, I would like to thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for you're so kindly participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. It is the most important movement for bringing about the re-spiritualization of the human society. In fact, it is the only movement which has the shakti to re-spiritualize the human society. Therefore, it is the most essential movement on this planet. So I'm very pleased to see that so many of you all are participating in this movement. Today we are understanding what is the essence of this Krishna consciousness movement. That essence is to serve. How to become perfect in service. We always speak of devotional service to Krishna. But here more detailed information is being given. How to become perfect in service to Krishna. Bhagavatam is saying, serve the devotees of Krishna. And it is confirmed in the Adi Purana. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhakta shtache janaha, mad bhaktanam te ye maktas, te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, O son of Prita. Yeme bhakta jana parata, na me bhaktas. The one who is my devotee, he is na me bhakta. He is not my devotee. You may say, what is Krishna talking about? He is saying the one who is my devotee is not my devotee. How can Krishna say that? He's saying only the one who is the devotee of my devotee can become my devotee. Sometimes people say, well, I will be a devotee of Krishna, but I don't want to become a disciple of a guru. I will just directly serve Krishna without a guru in between. Will Krishna accept your service? If that is your mood? Name bhaktas, he's not my devotee. I've been in India now for a few weeks and I have observed there's different kinds of dogs in India. In Vrindavan I have seen the street dogs. They are pitiable creatures. Pitiable. They're very skinny. And they keep their tail down between their legs. Their heads are like this. They have wounds all over their body from the other dogs biting them. It's horrible. But yesterday it was on Juhu Beach. And we saw the dogs walking with masters there. On a leash. They were very stout and strong dogs. Very jolly dogs. Very jolly. But I have my master. So, Srila Prabhupada explains, there are two positions. There is sanata and anata. Sanata means with a master. And anatta means without a master. So if we do not have guru, we are like street dog. We have no master. But if we have guru, then we are like that dog on Juhu Beach. We are stout and strong and jolly dog. This is our dog color, you see. Dog color. Kantimala is our dog color. But I have my guru, and the leash is his orders, you see. That is the orders. That is the leash. You know what leash is? That cord between the master and the dog. That long cord they use. It's called leash. Can that be turned off? It's too much noise. All this noise is too much. When I was with him there in Atlanta in 75, he was giving the morning Bhagavatam class. And in the kitchen, my godbrother, Ramanath Sukha Prabhu, he was the cook. He was cutting the vegetables for the offering. Cut, cut, cut. Just a slight little noise, you know, in the kitchen on the cutting board. Cut, cut, cut. Prabhupada said, what is that sound? So Prabhupada stopped even that little tiny noise, cut, 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 during the lecture, you see. Now, is that a lording it over mentality? The speaker is just trying to play God and lord it over? Is that the idea? No. The idea is everyone should have the best possible opportunity for hearing the Shabda Brahma. Because by taking the sound vibration through your ears into your heart, you'll become a pure devotee. In fact, Prabhupada is stating that right here in the purport. When you serve the servants of the Lord, then you get the very good opportunity to hear what they're saying, you see. When you serve someone with love, then you're in a very good state of mind to hear what they have to tell you. You understand? So when you can then hear about God from the servants of God, you see, that becomes your ticket back to the spiritual existence. In fact, this is what Srila Prabhupada told us about his relationship with his Guru Maharaj. At the time, Prabhupada, he was simply, at that time, a Bhai Charan Day. He was a pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he was doing the Vrajmandal Parikrama for many, many days. So in the evening, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he would give discourse. You know, in Vrindavan, they have a different kind of nightlife than we have in these sinful cities. They have, in the evening time, it is very popular to go for the darshan. So there were two things happening. You could go for darshan or you could go to hear the discourse. Now, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he spoke in very, very erudite English. The materialistic demeanor cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is forever inviting the fallen conditioned soul to associate with him. In this way he would speak in big, big English words. You see. Even native speakers like me coming from the US, I have to get a dictionary to see what he's talking about. And the disciples, they're mostly simple Bengali village boys, you see. So they have no idea what is Guru Maharaj speaking. We don't know. So in the evening discourse, it would be almost an empty hall. Everyone would go for darshan. Only a few stalwart sannyasis would be there hearing Guru Maharaj. But along with the sannyasis, there was one pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad named Bhai Charan Day. He would sit there and he would hear what Guru Maharaj had to say. You see. He said, I would understand or I would not understand. But still, I would go on hearing. And then, shortly after that, the devotees in Allahabad, they recommended to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati that there is one very nice devotee, we would like to recommend him for Diksha. Abhay Chanandev, you want to recommend him for initiation? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, yes, I know him. He hears very nicely. So I will accept him as my disciple. So Prabhupada told us, because I heard nicely, now I can speak nicely. So if you have a desire to be a powerful preacher, who can revolutionize this planet, who can push forward Lord Chaitanya's movement all over the world, it is not difficult to become empowered. All you have to do is hear very nicely. When these advanced preachers are giving, any preachers actually, anyone who is speaking on behalf of Prabhupada's teachings, anyone, doesn't matter, advanced, neophyte, anyone who is speaking on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, if we will hear them attentively, submissively, Prabhupada is speaking through them. If we will hear them, then we will get the blessings to become pure in heart. So this service that we do in ISKCON is most important service. Prabhupada has blessed us with so many Vaishnavas that we can serve them. Just like I have come here to try to serve you by bringing to you the teachings, the all-merciful teachings of Prabhupada, repeating to you Prabhupada's teachings. In this way, I am trying to give some humble service to you to help you become more strong and more fixed in your Krishna consciousness. So I'm especially fond of coming to Pune because I have very great, there's so much service opportunity, there's so many of you here, eager to hear. We are so happy to come. I've even scheduled already my next visit for 2010. So, there's some more secrets regarding this wonderful thing of serving Vaishnavas. There is, what is the first offense against the holy name? The blaspheme devotees, you see. What does blaspheme mean? It means I'm not in a service mood. So this is the protection against blasphemy. That is known as Hati Mata, mad elephant offense. If I'm always in the mood of serving you, then I will never blaspheme you, you see. They're doing it again. If If I'm always in the middle of serving you, then there's no room for blasphemy. Ask them to stop that woo 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 in the band. So, what benefit then do we gain? We've learned one benefit. By serving the Vaishnavas, then we become qualified to hear from the Vaishnavas. That's the most important thing. But there's something more also which is very, very wonderful. When you appreciate Vaishnavas, then you inherit their qualities. Let's say someone plays the drum very nicely, very, very first class drum player. And I think some negative, oh, he must be really puffed up, you see. I do, because I can't play the drum, I'm envious. And instead of thinking nicely about him, I think bad thoughts about that devotee, you see. Because of those bad thoughts, Krishna will never bless me that I can play the drum nicely, you see. But if I think, oh, the devotee plays the drum so nicely, he's expressing his love for Krishna by the way he plays the drum, then what will Krishna do? He will empower that devotee also to learn how to play drum very nicely. So the more you can appreciate Vaishnavas, the more you inherit the saintly qualities of those Vaishnavas. So this Vaishnava Seva is very important. Just imagine in this room there are so many devotees. Practically there's an ocean of devotees here in this room. And each devotee has so many wonderful qualities. The Matajis, the men, so many saintly qualities here amongst all these devotees. You see. So if we can learn how to appreciate the saintly qualities of each individual devotee, then we will advance very, very quickly in the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. And the way to appreciate their saintly qualities is we must always be in the mood of serving them. How can I serve you? That mood always must be there. Even the spiritual master who's accepting all the service of his disciple, you see, his mood is, how can I serve my disciple? Srila Prabhupada told us in Vrindavan, he said, the spiritual master takes his disciples as his gurus. He has to serve them by taking them back to Godhead. So, with this service we should take most seriously. Actually, when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What are we doing? We're begging for service. Krishna, please, Krishna, bless me with service. That service mood is the ticket to Vrindavan. We can always be living in Vrindavan with Radha, Krishna, the gopis, the gopas, the cows, the calves. We can always be living in Vrindavan at every minute. If we are always in this mood of serving the Vaishnavas, just see the names. You see Kirtida, Jashoda. Da means one who gives. So that mood of giving service, that is the mood that puts you in the holy Dham of Sri Krishna. You have Vrindavan Dham right there in your heart at every minute. You simply have to learn how to enter into Sri Vrindavan Dham by that service mood. And then you can relish the sweetest nectar. Meditating on Sri Sri Radha Krishna's transcendental pastimes, which you connect with by serving the Vaishnavas. Krishna wants those who become the servants of 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 the servants. If you want to come directly to serve Krishna, then Krishna will reject you. The other day, I got a letter from one lady. She attends one of our ISKCON temples. And when the spiritual master of the most of the local devotees comes there, all the disciples, they take all the different services. So this lady, her mind was very disturbed. They don't give me any chance to serve the Guru. She was very disturbed. She said, "This is not fair. They don't let me serve the spiritual master." Because I'm not initiated by him. They won't let me serve him. So I wrote her back, "What's the difficulty?" And the more we become the servant of the servant of the servant, that's how we become recognized by Krishna. So to become the servant of the Guru's servants, that's more glorious. So you assist them in their service to their Guru, and then you become the most glorious servant. Is this simply some meaningless slogan when we say the servant of the servant of the servant? No, it is factual. The more you become the servant of the servant of the servant, you become recognized by Krishna. So even if you can't directly serve Krishna, even if you cannot directly serve Guru, then find the people who are serving Guru or Krishna and serve them. And if you have no opportunity to serve them, then serve the devotees who are serving them. And this way, somehow or other, connect with Krishna. And your life will become perfect. So, I'd like to ask now if there's any questions. Writing it on a piece of paper is actually a very good form. I'll never hear you from up here with my half-deaf ear.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Here's the first question. Oh, it's a big, long one. Let me read it. Then I'll give it to you. Let's see. Then my serving attitude goes down. What can we do? So I'll read it in English, then you can read it in Hindi. Prabhuji, you were telling that eagerness to serve devotees is ticket back home, back to Godhead Vrindavan. However, when initially we start serving a particular senior devotee, we didn't realize that gradually he is not exhibiting ideal qualities of a Vaishnava. Then my serving attitude goes down. What can be done? Can you give me the sheet back? Well, there's a number of different answers we can give from this, from different angles of vision. The first point is that this verse mentions serving the pure devotees. It's very important that we find someone who is completely pure. Because the purer the devotee is, the more benefit you get by serving him. That's one point. You want to find some devotees you can serve who aren't exhibiting bad qualities. But actually, if you're advanced in Krishna consciousness, you can serve those devotees who are exhibiting bad qualities also. By elevating them to higher consciousness. By training them. By guiding them. By inspiring them with genuine love and compassion. So you can serve everyone. Don't our book distributors go out and serve everyone on the streets? Don't our college preachers go and serve the students in the college by giving them Krishna consciousness? So you can serve the pure devotees and get great blessings. But it's also sometimes said, if you want to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then serve Jagai Madai. By serving Jagai Madai, then you get Lord Nityananda's mercy. So, serving the pure devotee, that's very good, especially for neophyte. Then when you become very advanced, you can make so much advancements by serving the Jagai Madais, giving them Prabhupada's books. Training up the neophyte members of ISKCON also. How to become properly situated in Krishna consciousness. This is great. Okay. Hare Krishna, can you please guide us how to avoid fault-finding tendency? Thank you. The first point is, it's not wrong to see the faults.
It's not wrong to see the faults of others. You have to see their faults so that you don't imitate them. But you're not, one should not be so eager to see the faults. One should be more eager to see what are the good qualities of this person, so that you can help them get over their faults. So that you can encourage them, see the good in that person, and encourage them to become even better. So it's not that we have to wear blinders and think everyone in the whole world is a pure devotee of Krishna. How you can train if you think everyone's a pure devotee? One has to see through the eyes of Scripture and see this mentality is a good mentality and this sort of mentality is a bad mentality. If someone has a lording it over mentality, we have to see this is a fault. So we can help them to get over that lording and over mentality. But we should not be proud, thinking, oh, I am a great preacher. We should always feel I'm the humble servant of these souls. Somehow I've been blessed with this knowledge. In spite of my innumerable disqualifications. Now, just as devotees were very kind to me, let me be kind to this devotee and help him to advance in Krishna consciousness. Next question. Hare Krishna, you said that we should be the servant of the lowest level, servant of the servant. Does it mean that we should be happy even if we don't take diksha? Okay. No, it doesn't mean that. Prabhupada explains in the Nectar Devotion, without diksha you are not connected with Krishna. It's just like this fan here. You see there's a fan blade here cooling off the air a little bit. Now if that fan, a very nice fan, becomes disconnected from the powerhouse, it has no potency. So Krishna is the powerhouse. And Guru Maharaj is the socket. So you must plug yourself into Guru Maharaj. And then by being plugged into Guru Maharaj, you are connected with the powerhouse. Otherwise you will have no Shakti. Of course, in the beginning you should take some time to find the proper guru. Not you just blindly accept anyone as guru. First you should study Prabhupada's books. Take the training from the devotees to understand how to recognize a bona fide spiritual master. And then when you are ready and you are sincerely ready for diksha, Krishna from within the heart will guide you. Here is your spiritual master. Now you should surrender to him. More. Hare Krishna. How does service to Vaishnava help to remove our nartas, unwanted habits?
Mm-hmm.
Unwanted habits are we continue to engage in unwanted habits because we foolishly think that they give us pleasure. But by serving Vaishnavas, we taste a new type of pleasure, which gives us more happiness than engaging in our unwanted activities that we thought gave us happiness. So, it is simply a matter of getting higher taste. By Vaishnava Seva, we lose our taste for Indriya Seva. If all you have is Indriya Seva, you will think, oh, I cannot give it up, it's my happiness, Indriya Seva. But once you get the taste of Vaishnava Seva, you'll say, forget this nonsense Indriya Seva. Why should I waste my time playing around in misery? When I can enter into the transcendental spiritual kingdom of God. Here's one. How do we develop a friendly disposition with a senior devotee so that the senior devotee will be pleased with us and give guidance and engage us in service? Because when there is too much awe and reverence, the senior devotee is not comfortable to give us his association. What is it?
Priority?
Oh. Okay. This one here. This is this from you? Oh, from my, okay. All right, we're taking this one now. Whenever I think of serving the pure devotees of the Lord, the thought comes that I'm not initiated and not so pure, therefore I'm not qualified to do this service for serving the prasadam. What should I do? Sometimes Maya will trick us into thinking, well, I'm not qualified to do this service. Actually, we're being lazy. I really don't want to do the service, but I think, well, I can't do it because I'm not qualified. The fact is that none of us are qualified to do service. None of us are qualified to do service. Were those monkeys in the jungle qualified to fight powerful Kshatriyas, Ram's monkeys? Were they qualified to do battle with powerful Rakshasas with all mystic powers? No way. They were simply simple jungle monkeys. So what can we do? We are Prabhupada's jungle monkeys. But just as Ram empowered those monkeys, Prabhupada and Prabhupada's servants, you see, they're empowering us to do so many services. If you think you're not qualified, that humility is your qualification. So yes, serve. In this way you become qualified to become initiated by serving Vaishnava. Yeah. Next question. How does a guru know what is in our heart, even if we have not told him and he still reciprocates? Prabhupada says guru is not omniscient. He is not omniscient, Prabhupada said. But the spiritual master, you see, he is connected with the supreme omniscient personality of Godhead. The super soul is in the heart of Guru. And the same super soul is in the heart of his disciple. So Krishna gives Guru whatever knowledge he needs to know about his disciple to help him deliver that disciple back to home, back to God. So don't think you can hide anything from Guru. Super Soul will help him to see whatever he needs to know to save you from your anartas. Hare Krishna, Tiji Tamahimala. Basically, the spiritual master says that first serve your family, or serving your family comes first. What if your family is non-devotees? By serving them, you get less time to serve devotees and Vaishnavas. Well, sometimes the spiritual master says, give up your family. Are you prepared to do that? I just got a letter from someone. They said that they want to be devotees, but they don't want to give up their family commitments either. And in there, all their other family members are meat eaters and liquor drinkers. So they have a number of gatherings throughout the year. And each family takes a turn sponsoring the gathering. At which meat and liquor is served. So these devotees, they wanted to get my special permission. They wanted to get a special blessing from Guru Maharaj that they can serve meat and liquor without getting any pop. I had to tell them that I cannot do that. So, sometimes we have to be detached from serving our family members. If that service means I have to serve them meat and liquor, then I have to be detach myself from this. But here, someone is, the spiritual master has ordered them they should serve their family. By serving their family, are they not serving their guru? When you serve the spiritual master's order, are you serving the spiritual master or not? What do you say? By serving Guru's order, are you serving Guru? Yes or no? Yes. When you serve the order of Guru, whatever that order may be, when you serve his order, you're serving Guru. So if Guru orders, serve your family, by that service, you are serving Guru. Next question. We are striving to become more dedicated and do more services. But when we do more services, other devotees start glorifying us. How to make sure that we do not succumb to pride and remain fixed in the motivation, pure motivation, pleasing Guru and Krishna? I have to deal with that myself. Many people say, "Oh, Sankarshan Prabhu, we're so inspired by your lectures." So if I start thinking, "Oh yes, I am a great speaker," then what will happen to my speaking ability? Punara musika bhava. Again, you become a mouse. So when someone glorifies us, "Oh, I'm so inspired by your lecture," I give all the credit to Prabhupada. I'm just Prabhupada's DHL man, though. I'm just delivering his message. I'm just a croaking toad. That's all. But it is all the mercy of Prabhupada. So in this way, whatever service you're able to do nicely, you give all credit to your spiritual master. And to the devotees. In this way, you will develop more and more humility even while you're being glorified for your nice service. Is it true that before initiation, our devotional life does not even start? No, it's not true. There are a number of steps to perfection. Shraddha, sadhusanga, bhajana kriya, anartana vritti, nishta, luchi, asakti, bhava and frame. These are the steps to perfection. Initiation is the third step, bhajana kriya. So you definitely make advancement even before diksha. You advance through the first stage, shraddha, and the second stage, sadhusanga. So there is advancement before initiation. Okay? I have a desire to serve, but cannot serve because of laziness. What's the hope? This reminds me when I was a young brahmachari. I was attending a discourse in our new Vrindavan. And there was one senior sannyasi, Viscon, giving lecture. And I knew that I had this same problem of laziness. So I asked him, "How can I overcome laziness?" And I can tell you honestly, I was scared. I was afraid he would say, "By hard work." But his answer delighted me. Actually, my heart was dancing in ecstasy after he answered my question. With two succinct words, he answered my question. He said these two words: "By love." So if you love someone, there's no question of work. Just like the mother loves a child. You see. How hard that mother is working for that baby child. You see. 24 hours a day. She doesn't even can't even get proper sleep or eating. But it's love. She doesn't think, oh, why do I have to work so hard for this little baby? She doesn't think. Because she loves the baby. For her, it's just that hard work is the sweetest nectar. So if you will love Krishna, if you will love your spiritual master, if you will love our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, if you will love the devotees here in our Pune temple and all over our movement, if you will learn how to love all the devotees, then there will be no question of work. It will simply be a celebration. Next question. How consistency in Krishna consciousness can be maintained? How consistency in Krishna consciousness can be maintained? Get up every morning before the sunrise and take your bath. Chant your rounds. Finish your round. Don't chant here and there, you know, here and there. Get, if it's practical, it depends on your schedule, but if you can do it, the best way to consistency is to get up early and finish 16 rounds before sunrise. Or the sun comes up very early, or before you take your breakfast, 16 rounds finished. On the beads. I can guarantee you, if you will chant 16 rounds on the beads every day before you take your breakfast, you'll become very steady and very consistent in your Krishna consciousness. Try it. You'll like it. Okay. How to stop the fault-finding attitude and how to develop the attitude of seeing the good quality. Here's the trick that I found for that one. Just like sometimes I have a disagreement with a god brother, you see. And the mind starts to see all these negative things about that god brother. So I found the easy way to defeat that negativity in the mind. Simply I think, how does Prabhupada see this devotee? What is his vision of this devotee? So in this way, if we always think, how would Prabhupada see this devotee? Then we will get over the negativity. Okay, I'm interested for internet prachar. I'm giving my email address. Okay, that's something else. That one goes in a separate file. Okay. Sometimes by doing so much service, our sadhana is hampered. While sadhana is required to develop faith in the Lord. And sometimes we need to say no to some sevas. Is it a good attitude? It is important that we remain balanced in Krishna consciousness. As confirmed by Rupa Goswami, Niyam Agraha. I know one devotee, he was so eager for service, he would jump for any opportunity for service. First class service he would render. The whole day doing service. But he would never chant any japa, you see. That's a dangerous position. Or if someone says, I just want to become, you know, perfect in japa. I'm going to chant every syllable absolutely perfectly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And after 8 hours, he still hasn't finished his round. So either extreme is not good, you understand? Balance is very important. And that balance comes by associating with devotees who have good balance. By associating and serving Vaishnavas who are well balanced between sadhana and service, then you will imbibe the proper consciousness, how you can balance your sadhana and your service. We have a desire to serve spiritual masters directly sometimes, because that brief contact with spiritual master remain in our memory lifelong and inspire us. That attitude right or wrong. That attitude is absolutely correct. We should be very, very eager for direct personal service to the spiritual master. How do we develop and maintain enthusiasm in our Krishna conscious practice? How do we develop and maintain? I have a special technique for doing them. I may have told you previously, but not everyone has heard. When I joined this movement, I was attracted by one preacher, very empowered preacher named His Holiness Vishnu Janaswam. He is one of the most celebrated devotees in our early days of ISKCON. He was very eager to push forward this movement. So when I got initiated, it was by mail. It wasn't. Prabhupada was in London and I was in Texas. So after I collected the dakshina at the yagya, I thought, well, now I have to mail it to Prabhupada, so now I can write him a letter also. What a golden opportunity has been laid right here in my lap. I get to write Prabhupada a letter along with the dakshina. So I sent the money and I also told Prabhupada how I wanted to spread this movement. And he wrote me back the most wonderful letter. He repeated the exact amount to the penny of the 3 checks I had sent him. And then he said, I can see that you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. He said, now if you will continue enthusiastically as you were doing, surely Krishna will bless you. So what did I just get? I got a direct order from Srila Prabhupada to always be enthusiastic. Now what does Prabhupada say about the order received from the spiritual master? He says that you should take whatever order you have received from Guru Maharaj as your very life and soul. So I realized I had just received an incredible blessing from Prabhupada. So I did it. I surrendered. I will always be enthusiastic, no matter what. Because Prabhupada ordered me to be enthusiastic. And guess what happened? Boon came true. Krishna has been blessing me constantly for 38 years. So, if you want to be enthusiastic, take this order. I am giving you right now, always be enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness. In all circumstances. And if you do so, surely Krishna will bless you. Okay. All right. In general, we hear that animals don't know anything about God. But in the Vararamaya, monkeys serve Lord Sri Ram. A small squirrel also helped Lord Sri Ram by helping constructing a bridge. So how this happened? By the grace of Krishna, even a wild tiger can chant and dance Hare Krishna in the Jharkhand forest. So it is all by Krishna's mercy. Next question. Do atheists have Sukriti? I am baffled as I know one atheist whose name is Anant Krishnan. How did Krishna allow him to have this name? Yes, even atheists have Sukriti. But they are burning it out very quickly. Atheist means whatever Sukriti he has, he's exhausting it very quickly. Okay. Much of my offensive mentality is a consequence of having high expectations. How do I cultivate gratitude? If you were suffocating, you were dying for lack of air to breathe, and someone came and gave you air to save your life, would you feel gratitude? So, but yet we take this air for granted. We have to have a sense of gratitude, even that I can breathe right now. Thank you, Krishna, for giving me air to breathe. We are so foolish, we take everything for granted. We forget to have this mood of gratitude. Krishna consciousness means gratitude. If you have no gratitude, you have no Krishna consciousness. And if you have gratitude, then your heart is filled with Krishna consciousness. You are grateful. How many blessings Krishna is giving you at every minute? And you want to reciprocate with them. Next question. What is the right time to take diksha? This reminds me of my godbrother, Dhananjaya Prabhu. He joined in the early days in the UK. And the first lecture he went to, Prabhupada was giving lecture. And Prabhupada said, are there any questions? And he raised his hand and Prabhupada recognized him. His first question was, when can I get initiated? So actually one should be very eager for diksha. The right time to take it is as soon as possible. As soon as you properly understand what is the science of Krishna consciousness. And you understand who is a bona fide spiritual master. Then you should approach the authority of your temple and say, I want to qualify myself for diksha as soon as possible. Please guide me how I can become qualified. When will I come to know that I am now able to serve my Guru Maharaj? You can serve him right now. What's stopping you? Guru Maharaj wants that you should tell everyone about Krishna. So if you want to serve Guru Maharaj, take some books and go out and preach. Go to a college campus. Preach. Srila Prabhupada says, the one who is preaching, he is my personal servant. So if you want to be in the direct contact of your Guru Maharaj, all you have to do is preach. And then Guru Maharaj is sitting right there in your heart, accepting all of your service in great delight. You said that service attitude is very important. But sometimes our authority is saying that doing this seva, but my false ego is taking over and saying, no, I will not be able to do this seva, please guide me. Well, there are sometimes situations that will prevent us from doing a particular service. It's not necessarily false ego if you're not able to do a particular service. It's like I may be very sick and I have required bed rest. Someone should not be fanatical. Again, it requires proper balance. As I was explaining previously. But if you reveal your heart to your authority, exactly what's going on, then he will understand and he can guide you properly. That's a simple thing. Simply, honestly reveal your situation to your authority and Krishna will bless that the proper understanding will come, that you can be engaged properly. We are recognized over a period of time as a senior devotee, then we get more services. But along with the services, sometimes we get to know through other senior devotees some bad qualities about a devotee, which we are to be careful of that devotee. Now my problem is that whenever I see that devotee, I remember that, and I had a lot of respect for that devotee, various other good qualities, my mind has disturbed me, what should I do? The key is love, that's all. A Vaishnava is kind, he has a heart full of love. So, seeing the fault of someone is not, as I explained earlier, it is not a bad thing if you're, it's like a doctor has to see the sickness in his patient. If you go to a doctor, my dear doctor, I'm feeling sick, and he says, well, you're perfectly healthy. Would you go back to that doctor again? No, you want a doctor who can see what is your sickness so he can make the cure for your sickness. So a senior devotee means someone who can see the faults in others, not in a mood of lording it over, but in the mood of helping that devotee and serving that devotee, like a doctor. I have a different nature, like introvert. Introvert. And when I see two devotees with different natures, I become envious, even though I can't change myself. How to overcome this mentality? Is this introvert? He's saying introvert? Introverted? Yeah, he's introverted and he sees other devotees who are outgoing and he's envious of the other devotees. Well, I have a very interesting personal instruction from Srila Prabhupada about envy. Because I was seeing that some of my godbrothers, they were getting so much personal association with Srila Prabhupada. And this made me envious. But I felt bad thinking, you're not supposed to be envious, this isn't good. So I wrote Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, how can I get over this envy I feel towards my godbrothers? And I was very surprised by his answer. He said, transcendental envy means when you see someone is being recognized by Krishna more than you, you should try harder so Krishna will recognize you also. So if you see that somebody is a better preacher than you or doing better service than you, a transcendental envy is very good. Let me try harder so I can also develop those wonderful qualities. So let's see. I think this one I already answered. How to overcome the fault-finding tendency. I already answered this one. Okay. Is this the last one, yeah? I think our time is, we're going a little bit over time. I got one more. This will be the last one, because I was told 12:30 and now it's 12:37. In some temples, if I go overtime, I'll get chastised by the temple president, so I don't want to risk it here. I like to keep on good terms with all the TPs, you know. When we are recognized over a period of time as a senior devotee, then we get more services. We answered this. Okay. So that's it. Our questions are exhausted. Now there'll be another session later on in the day. I'll be giving another presentation a little later in the afternoon. And again, I want to thank all of you for so kindly participating in this glorious Sankirtan movement of the Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.